This is the BBC.
It's Friday, Scott Mills' daily podcast. More real-life spy drama from James, our private investigator. TV chef and legend Tom Kerridge comes in to play our new game, Tom Kerridge's Rude Foods. And the Queen describes her crown jewels. Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1. Yes, Friday is on. New Jessie Ware coming up, and also Eminem and Ed Sheeran. Liverpool, Man City this weekend.
It is. I love it when you get invested in the football like this. You only know this for one reason, though.
Yeah, because of...
Yesterday.
Yeah, because of the show yesterday. But I like it when words like that come out of my mouth, because it doesn't happen very often. And it feels strange, but I quite like it.
Also, the great thing with that match being on Sunday, you can keep saying that until Sunday, really, and look like you know what you're talking about. Wherever you are this weekend, you'll be able to just say...
It's going to be excellent with cab drivers.
Yeah, great chat.
Because normally, as soon as they start talking about football, I'm like, yes, but I do try.
So this ended up getting a huge response yesterday. Did you see all yesterday evening as well on Twitter? Like, everyone
Massive.
Seems to be really invested in this idea, and we're right behind it.
So this is Kevin. He is Cork's biggest Liverpool fan, and he's come up with a chant, which we want to hear at the Kop this weekend Sunday.
That's his dream, and we're now investing the dream. And just imagine like a whole stand singing your chant that you've come up with. It's the dream.
So if you are going to this match, feel free to start it off. Just be bold and people will join in.
Salah. Mane, Mane. And Bobby Firmino. But we so could Coutinho. But that actually don't matter, because we got Salah. Mane, Mane.
I'm just going to leave him to it. He doesn't know we're going now.
And Bobby Firmino. And we so could Coutinho.
I reckon he'll be singing this for at least 10 minutes before he realises we've gone.
We should set it up as a hotline that people can call at any moment, and he's just doing
Mane,
this.
Mane.
Oh, I love you, Kevin.
Okay.
And Bobby Firmino. We won't stop scoring goals. Thanks very much, guys.
Oh, I love him. That's his actual dream. So if you're going to the match, feel free to chant it and get a video of it and send it to us this weekend.
Scott Mills.
James, the private investigator, is back on the show. Good afternoon.
Hi, guys.
Now, last time James was on the show, we were doing the Radio 1 breakfast show, and he promised a story about how his cover was blown.
That's right.
With this story, can we just check this is allowed?
Yeah, so tracking devices being fitted to cars. I get asked this question a lot, and it's something I have to explain to my clients. It's perfectly legal to fit a tracking device to somebody's car if you check the following things, first of all. So,
okay, checklist.
Checklist.
So, one.
Check number one.
One.
The car that you're fitting a tracking device to must belong legally to the person who has employed you or have assumed consent over that vehicle. What
two.
That basically means is it's got to be the guy's wife.
Right, okay. Okay, two.
So, you can't fit a tracker to a random person's car.
Okay.
You also...
Yeah.
Three.
Three.
No. Hang on, that's one.
One.
Back two.
Two.
That was two.
That was... Oh, yeah. Okay. Three.
Three.
Counting was never my strong point.
No, me neither.
You must not put a tracker on somebody's car to facilitate stalking and harassment.
And if you're over him, you ain't getting under him.
No, that's wrong.
He's James P.E.I., he's got new rules.
Oh yeah, where's my theme music today, please?
All right,
so there's rules around the tracking of cars.
Must be over 18.
Right. Okay, so because you're being employed by someone's wife...
Yeah, so...
Then it's fine.
Yeah, because she's got assumed consent over that vehicle. She's
right.
Legally allowed to instruct me to do it on her behalf.
Oh, wow. Otherwise, it's a no-go.
No-go.
Okay, well, now that we know the legalities, let's proceed with the story.
So, yeah, I was fitting this tracker to the guy's car. And now, when I fit a tracking device, I tend to do it in the middle of the night when there's least people walking about. So I'm fitting this tracker to the guy's car. It's about 1 a.m. at this point, so I thought I was...
Where are you?
At this point, I'm like half under his car.
But where's the car?
On the driveway.
Okay.
Like directly outside the guy's house. So I thought 1 a.m, pretty safe bet that I'm probably not going to get bumped into by anybody.
Yeah.
But there's always that but. The guy comes out, putting the bins out at 1 a.m.
What are the chances of that?
I know.
Right, and you're under his car.
So I'm half under his car at this point, and he quite rightly says to me, "Can I help you?"
Right, so he spotted you.
He's definitely spotted me.
Okay.
But at this point, I've got the tracker on.
Okay.
So it's now just the point of me walking away.
How are you going to get out of this one?
So, I know you love this. I did my best impression of being a very drunk person.
Yes. And you do this a lot.
Yeah, no, I'm not doing it before you ask. But yeah, okay. Sometimes you have to pretend to be drunk.
Oh, I was hoping you were going to be dressed as a fox or something. Like, fitting the tracker, because that would be good, wouldn't
just
it?
In a high-vis jacket.
And he sees you, and maybe you just look up and then dart away like the foxes do. Yeah. And he'll just think, oh, I'm tired, it must have been a fox.
Yeah.
You always blame a fox, don't you? You hear a noise outside, oh, it must be foxes.
Just take a fox outfit in case.
James P.I., he's outside.
Is it a fox? Is it
fitting tracking
PI?
Devices to your car, not a fox.
So you're...
Maybe you should start screaming like one as well.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Honestly, they are on outside again at the moment.
Yeah, yeah,
this time of year, they love it.
Now, listen, if someone from the animal kingdom did want to know if like they were cheating, like the foxes sound like they're very promiscuous, would you investigate that?
Yeah, the foxes definitely up to it, Chris. They're definitely up to it. They're sex people.
Okay, they definitely are. Okay, so you're under this man's car. He's like, can I help you? What happens?
So, yeah, I get up and do my best impression at being very drunk and try and blag it that I essentially had dropped something under his car.
Good.
And I was just too drunk to be anything other than that. And I think he bought it and was like, just jog on, mate, go on. And I just stumbled away. But then I got into my car and drove off.
Oh, he didn't see that, no?
No, luckily he didn't see that bit. But I did think, what if he sees? But no.
Oh, your job is stressful, James.
Yeah, it can be. But that wasn't as stressful as the time I had to go undercover at a wedding.
Oh,
yes, an wedding. Actual wedding one.
Actual wedding.
So crashing the wedding, I'm assuming.
Wedding crashes.
Oh, well, wait, we can't wait for that.
Oh,
that's
right.
Next week.
Oh, no, it's not next week, annoyingly, because I'm off.
Oh, no.
So when is it?
It's the week after. We can't do this without me. I'm not having it.
Oh.
No. So sorry about that, guys.
Don't blame me.
I know. Because normally we get the blame of like, oh, you can't leave it like that. But I'm away. I'm so sorry.
All right.
Okay, so James the PI as a wedding crasher, not next Friday, the Friday after. Thank you, James.
Thank you, guys.
Scott Mills.
The Radio 1 Jam Slam.
Yes, the prizes continue to get even bigger. This morning, Kirsty won the tickets to see Ed Sheeran in Galway. She was just absolutely shocked beyond. The next prize is 2 tickets to watch Harry Styles on any night of his UK tour and your very own personalised vinyl with your name on it. No one else in the world will have that.
January is for winners.
Just stop your crying, it's a sign of the times. Driving me crazy, but I'm into it. We're not who we used to be. We're just two ghosts standing in the place of you and me.
Do you want to see Harry and win the vinyl with your name on it? If you do, answer this question. Which of the following films did Harry Styles star in? A. Wonder Woman. B. Dunkirk. C. Paddington 2. If you do think it's Wonder Woman, text Harry A, followed by your name and age, to 81199. If you think it's Dunkirk, text Harry B, then your name and age to 81199. If you think it's Paddington 2, text Harry C, followed by your name and age to 81199. I'll give you that again. Harry A, then your name and age, if you think Harry starred in Wonder Woman. Harry B, plus your name and age, if you think he starred in Dunkirk. And Harry C, plus your name and age, if you think the answer is Paddington 2. Good luck. Text will be charged at your standard message rate. Only one text will be counted per phone each day. Additional entries will still be charged. You must be 16 or over to enter. Please don't enter if you're listening on demand. All the terms and conditions on the Radio 1 website. And here's the important bit. Once you've entered to see Harry and get the vinyl disc, you've got to listen to the Weekend Breakfast Show at 8 o'clock tomorrow morning. Dev will give you a word that you absolutely must answer your phone with if we call you live on Radio 1.
The Radio 1 Jam Slam!
Scott Mills.
I've seen something that you're going to love, Scott. So on BBC One, there's going to be a documentary called The Coronation, which is, I think it's out this Sunday.
Yeah.
Sunday evening. Yeah, Sunday evening, 8 p.m.
What happened?
Well, it's just, I think it's wicked seeing the Queen just talking. I know it's a really odd thing to say. You just don't see that many interviews with the Queen. It's fascinating.
I haven't seen any interviews with the Queen.
No,
it doesn't happen.
And also, I know how much you love seeing anything to do with the royals. You're kind of... I don't know if many people know that about you. You're sort of royal obsessed.
Yeah. Like the, I watch it sometimes to really cheer me up. The video where the queen goes mad because she's just seen some cows is one of my favourites.
She spotted some cows at I think it's a horse show that it is, but they're parading different animals out.
Mm.
And she just loves seeing the cows, and it's that joy.
She like does a proper point and goes, cows! To
Philip. I
think
it's just because you're so used to seeing the queen's image on stamps and coins and things like that, that you love to see a bit of personality, and you love to see what it is that she enjoys and what makes her happy, and just, you know, she's seen and experienced so many things. So anyway, look, this documentary's out about the coronation, and there's a couple of clips that have come out from it. No, you haven't seen these clips yet, but no. I know you're going to love them.
Okay, this one, okay. So the Queen's speaking to journalist Ben Dowell.
Yes, and it's about what I think some people are calling hashtag crown problems.
It's difficult to always remember that diamonds are stones, so they're very heavy.
Yes, and you can't look down to read the speech. You have to take the speech up, because if you did, your neck would break, or it'd fall off. So there are some disadvantages to crowns, but otherwise, they're quite important things.
Oh, my word, I'm obsessed.
It's your show, this, isn't it? Isn't it great just
break
hearing...
your neck
hearing
and fall off.
Queen talk like this.
Fall off!
It's amazing. And just hearing the problems with crowns. And what about the way the Queen describes her solid gold carriage?
The Queen set out for Westminster Abbey in the gold state coach. It weighs nearly 4 tonnes.
Horrible.
Because it's really uncomfortable. Cos made of gold, and there's just some. I think she says there's some kind of leather.
What? So she doesn't like
inside.
It?
No, because if you go for a long distance on it,
I thought she loved it.
The suspension's terrible.
Horrible.
Oh, just incredible insight, right?
I want to hear the other one again. The crown one.
It's difficult to always remember that diamonds are stones, so they're very heavy.
Yes. And you can't look down to read the speech. You have to take the speech up. Because if you did, your neck would break. Or it'd fall off.
Fall off! I need
You're
to see this.
Love this,
I've
aren't
got
you?
So much.
Scott Mills.
Hello, Claire, who says, I'm sat at my desk eating pasta out of a paper cup and giggling to myself every time I hear the Queen say, horrible. Can life get any better? Our producer's lost it. He's on the floor.
I actually think you went too far.
What do you mean? Why?
There. Because I was trying to have a moment with the headphones to
I
that
love
song,
her.
And just as it kicks in, I
it's
hear
not disrespectful. Just how like down to earth she sounds, and like sounds like quite a lot.
Oh no, I just no.
Oh, you
I
mean
you were
I
suggesting
ruined
Coldplay? Yeah.
Oh no, no, I wasn't suggesting. I was just I liked the clip.
Horrible.
It was making it sound like you thought that the Queen would think that Coldplay are horrible.
No.
Horrible.
Scott Mills, BBC
Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
Lil Wayne coming up. And also, the BBC Music Sound Off 2018 win. I'm so pleased for her. Literally, she's so excited. She's in shock. Sigrid coming up and the Live Lounge from earlier.
I'm just so proud to see her win this as well.
Like, no one deserves it more, I don't think.
Yeah, and she genuinely is. Like, if you wanted someone to win this thing, she genuinely is the nicest girl. She deserves it totally. We're so happy.
Sigrid coming up. Hello, Rhys.
Hello there. How you doing?
Yeah, good. Where are you at the moment?
Up in Aberdeen, so.
Okay. Chris, you're in Dundee tonight,
I'm
right?
in Dundee tonight, yeah, at the uni there.
Oh, mate, you need to come to Aberdeen. I'll show you about.
What, go to Dundee, then Aberdeen?
Yeah, mate, just make a weekend of it.
Yeah, why not?
I know, nights out in Aberdeen are fun. Where are you going tonight? Institute?
Institute is not the place to go anymore.
No,
it's not
Garage?
It's a new place to go. Don't even get me started on Garage now.
Okay, well...
All right, then. Well, some people really like them. Do you know what blows Chris's mind? That Radio 1 goes out in really northern places in Scotland.
No, but I'm saying... What a way to put that.
No, like,
no
like,
what blows my mind is, like, where the line is drawn. Like, how far? Like, the island beyond the island beyond the island beyond the island, which is, like, the furthest point of northern Scotland.
Like, Lerwick in Shetland. People can hear us there.
Yeah.
The Isle of Harris. South Ronaldsey.
Yeah. Where it's almost like it feels like it's so close to Norway. It's up so far.
Can we? Are we on in Faroe Islands? No, because not UK. Anyway, right, Rhys, who do you normally pick on bangers?
Usually Chris, but I've actually got a confession to make.
Okay.
Go on.
That I've been on bangers once before.
Okay, and who did you choose then?
I chose you, Scott, and I regret it. And I'm coming back.
Oh! All right,
I'm
what was the track?
To say, It was either Take Care by Drake, that was Chris's choice, or some Alicia Keys rubbish. And I chose Alicia Keys for some reason, and I want to make a I want to make a change. I want to kind of say.
Well, don't. No, what's, wait the point of, what's the point of me even playing mine?
Wait until you hear the song, though, Reese. Like, go by the song.
I'll pick the best song. I just need to redeem myself.
Sure, man. Okay, here we go. And we're gonna let it burn, burn, burn. Okay, good.
Okay.
Ellie Goulding, burn. Burn.
All right, Reese, you can have that. We can have my choice today, which is this. I thought we could belt this one out today. This is Pink, Rockstar.
Oh, what is going on?
Okay. He hates both of them. One. You hate both of them, I can tell.
Ellie Goulding, got a lot of time for her.
Yeah.
Pink. I don't have a lot of time for Pink.
No. Really?
But I do love you, Chris.
I mean, you don't like Pink. What are you doing with your life? You're not playing the game right.
I know, right? Okay, let me have a little think.
Okay, you have to think.
While I'm thinking, I'm going to shout myself out on Instagram. It's Reese Chalmers 3.
This is great. But I would come on, do come something. On. A bit, do come you want to say Reese? The Pink song is the less obvious. Come on. Come on.
I'm going to go for Ellie Goulding with
Burn. No! It's the wrong decision again, Reese. It really is, mate.
That is a great track. Ellie Goulding, Burn.
I think, do you know what? I actually agree with a lot of the messages that are coming in. I think we need to up our game somewhat.
I think that's a great choice.
No, there's better. Like real talk, Scott. You know there's more in you. That would, I'll tell you what that was. That was, I've thought of four songs for this week, but I just need a fifth. Like,
no, it's not.
Oh, it is.
Don't be rude to Ellie Goulding.
No, I'm not being rude. It's a great song. But I do agree, people are saying it's Friday classics, you know?
Katie in Cambridge. Definitely won't be following Reese on Instagram after that poor choice, although I did look him up and he is hot. Excellent. You can tell Reese I followed him despite his fairly appalling choice in Baggers. Poor from you both. It's Friday. Come on. Okay, all right.
Kind of obsessed with the Scottish islands that are like beyond.
You can hear us there. That's mad. When I first joined radio, and I was like, that's crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, there'll be people listening to us right now in Stonganess.
I've found an island here, and I'm not just saying it because of the name. It is the, I think, the northernmost point of the British Isles.
We're on.
In Muckle Flugger.
If anyone's listening in Muckle Flugger right now,
please, like, if you can, message it.
Scott Mills.
Hello, Tom Kerridge.
Hello, Scott.
How are you?
I'm all right, thank you, mate.
I was watching you on my television the other day.
There's a show on!
I know. Lose weight for good. And you made... The thing is, right, when people go like, ugh, diet food, you make the most delicious-looking stuff on there. Was it the baked southern-coated chicken?
Chicken, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
My word. Oh. Like, how is that good for you?
Well, it's because it's not deep-fried. It's in buttermilk, okay, so which is quite lower in fat, and then it's dusted off, and then you cover it in a secret blend of 11 herbs and spices. Except it's not that secret, and it's not 11 either, but you bake it in the oven, and it goes really crispy and delicious, but it has all that kind of the flavour that you associate as like a takeaway kind of space.
That's what I mean. It feels bad, but not.
Yeah, exactly. It feels bad, but not. It's lush. It's really tasty. And I would argue it tastes even better than being the deep fried stuff. I've got to be honest with you.
Really?
It's
definitely worth trying, but that's a big claim.
It's a big claim, but you're more likely to be able to do it at home.
Yeah. I like watching you on TV in my kitchen, right?
Yeah.
Because I think...
You've got a TV in your kitchen?
Yeah.
Someone's doing well.
I think it makes it more of an immersive experience when you watch cooking on TV, but you're cooking food yourself. It's a bit like watching Planet Earth in the bath. Yeah. That kind of, or Blue Planet in the bath. It's just more immersive.
yeah, I can see that. You've got a TV in your bathroom.
I haven't got a
Also, Tom Kerridge, you are the ever disappearing man. You've got even thinner.
Well,
are you following your recipes in your book?
Yeah, I am. Funnily enough, yes. No, I am. I'm trying to get fitter. That's the thing. I go to the gym a lot. I swim quite a bit, and I do. So I'm trying to get. I have a new way of life that I absolutely love. It's almost become like obsessive now.
Oh, there's a fitness DVD in you, I think.
Do you think? Yeah. Me and Davina, we could do a joint one.
Do your own.
Oh, fitness DVDs are the one.
Yeah.
Mate, think of the money in that. Seriously. Like,
yeah, I could see a lot of people want to pay to see me moving about in Lycra.
Yeah, but I like it when people like yourself branch into whole new areas. You're a bestseller now. Like, technically, you're an author.
Yeah, I know I am. I've done 5 books. I'm a best-selling author. Mm. Who'd have thought it? Someone who got a D GCSE in English, eh?
2 of your books are amongst, I think, the 5 books that I own.
Yeah. What are the other 3?
I can't remember.
Nigella.
Every time my brother comes around, he's like, oh yeah, Tom Kerridge book still out? I'm like, yeah, absolutely. Where do you stand? Because I know you're in the gym a lot. Where do you stand on people getting naked in gym changing rooms?
How else do you get changed? I don't understand. Yeah. You don't have a shower with your clothes on, do you?
True, but some people go full out. It's just like, look.
Oh, you mean not wrapping yourself up in a towel? No, you've got to wrap yourself up in a towel.
Some people are so proud with it, you know?
Yeah, no. Well, no, I'm towel wrapped.
Do you get spotted in the gym changing room?
I have to be honest, one of the worst, one of the most... Like, you guys know, you get every now and then you get somebody asking you for a selfie.
Oh, not in...
I was stood with nothing on, shaving my head in the shower. Right, and somebody said... Excuse me, is there any chance of a selfie?
As you were shaving your head?
Yes, I was shaving my head. I was like, no, not right now, mate. You might have to wait until we outside the gym.
Shaving your head in the gym, though? Yeah. What's going on there?
Well, I shave my head every day. And if
do you shave in the gym, Scott?
No, but Tom...
That's someone who's very comfortable in the gym.
Do what you
shaving
want.
My head.
Yeah.
I bet he even uses the hairdryer not on his head.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Definitely.
Definitely is one of those, isn't he?
I sometimes see people doing that in the gym, though, Scott. I see, no, not just the hairdryer. I mean, like, in the mirrors there, because I'm quite new to the gym. I'm quite uncomfortable in that environment. And the change rooms, they're there. They've got their wash bags and everything.
Oh, yeah. People are, like, full on.
Grooming.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I do. I shave my head there every day, then moisturise it. Then
you make it like a little event of it, don't you?
You do, yeah. It's the routine that you're in.
Well, maybe it's not that you were spotted. They just wanted a picture with someone shaving their head.
Yeah.
Right. Tom, in a second, you're obviously a man that really knows your food. We've trawled the world to find some rude foods.
Yeah.
Some of them real, some of them may not be real. We're going to play it after this. You ready?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll do it next.
Scott Mills.
And now, Tom Kerridge's rude foods. TV chef Tom Kerridge, best-selling author. I now have a selection of rude foods which we found on the internet from around the world. You tell me if these are real or not. Some of them are product names, okay?
Yeah.
But you probably know them because you know everything about the foods. So here we go.
Also, okay. Well worth bringing into your recipes, right? Because you can charge more for a rude flavoured thing. I spent £2 extra on something the other day just because I had cock scratchings in.
Ah, ah.
Yeah, intrigued.
Yeah, when you
I would have bought all of that.
You did. You really enjoyed it. It's like a ramen thing, wasn't it? Yeah, no, nice. Okay, here we go. Let's play vegetarian swallow balls.
true.
Real?
Yeah, true.
Correct.
Yay!
It's a type of tofu suspended in water, looks absolutely disgusting, with see-through packaging, widely available in China, containing no egg and no alcohol.
Mm. Hey, that sounds perfect.
Mm. Grated fanny.
That's a type of cheese that comes from Eastern Europe.
Is it?
No, I've just made that up.
Oh, okay.
But I'll go for true, yes.
It is correct again. A type of Peruvian tuna in a tin, packed in vegetable oil, water, and salt. Next time you're in Lima, give it a try.
Is it grated? Is it actually grated?
I don't know why. Where the grated thing comes in.
It's tinned for sure. How do you grate a tuna?
I don't know. Freeze it first,
yeah.
Okay, all correct so far. Next one. Finger Marie. Is it something you put in your books before? Or?
No.
Marie sauce is a fishy sauce, isn't it?
Marie sauce?
Am I right in thinking that? What am I thinking of? Mary Rose? Maybe. Sorry.
Yeah.
A Marie Rose.
Marie. I'm going to go with this one is not true.
Incorrect. I've seen them with my own eyes in Stockholm. A Swedish version of the classic rich tea biscuit available in all Swedish convenience stores and supermarkets.
Mm. Oh, very good.
There we go.
Pork me.
Pork me.
Pork me, yes.
Is there any like a question mark afterwards or an exclamation mark? No. Or is there like what?
I confirm it's just the words.
Like two separate words. It doesn't roll into one. No. Two separate words. Pork me.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go for that. Is a real thing. Food. It's a real food.
Correct. Pork flavored rice porridge in a packet.
What? Pork porridge.
Pork porridge.
What's that?
It's one of the most popular comfort foods in Thailand, actually.
Whilst you're here, chef, you know how you can pull pork? As a chef, can you actually pull anything?
Yes, yeah, so pretty much any meat can be pulled. It's about it being like slow cooked and braised, and then you can flake it all down and pull it apart with a fork.
Do you notice that? It's all pulled now, isn't it?
Everything's pulled.
Do you know what I mean? I keep
saying. Are you okay, hon? We're playing a game.
Sorry.
Tommy just loves having chef chat.
I know, he loves food.
One more for you. Urinal.
Oh, come on. Like, as in the actual word is urinal.
Yeah, how's it spelled?
U-R-I-N-A-L.
Urinal. If that's real, they can't sell much of it. I'm going to go with real, but it's always left on the shelf because no one buys it.
You think there's a food called urinal?
Well, I don't know. Pork me is a real food, apparently, so I'm going to go with urinal.
It could be like one of those Heston things where it looks like one thing and tastes like another. So looks like urinal, actually fine wine.
Urinal is real. A cranberry-flavoured hot drink designed to boost bladder health, widely available in Romania in teabag form.
No way. Urinal. It sounds quite nice, though.
Has it given you a few ideas? Because you must be running out now, book five.
Yeah. Well, I think the three of us should do a trip around the world finding bizarre products or bizarre product names and write recipes for them.
Yes. Right, go in search of the grated fanny.
Right, we'll trademark that now.
Wow. Tom Kerridge, you scored on Rude Foods 4 out of 5.
Yes! I am slightly disappointed that I didn't get 5 out of 5 for Rude Foods. I'm gonna have to do some more research and come back.
Always a pleasure to see you, Chef.
Thank you so much.
Thanks so much.
BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
You've got Matt Edmondson next week, 1 till 4. I'm back the week after.